The following is an interview with Julien Gagnon, MRC Pontiac's Fire and Public Safety Coordinator, discussing the situation with the forest fires in the region as it stands on June 6th. So can you tell me what the situation is in the Pontiac here as of this morning on Tuesday?
Yes, so we currently have five fires that are raging in the TNO, Lac Nigo. All five fires are currently what is considered out of control, meaning that the sufferer is not tending to them right now. The larger ones are situated at about kilometer 100 to 110 on the Chemin du Bois Franc, and the other one is on the easternmost side of the MRC near Vallée de la Gatineau, about 20 kilometers up above Lake Dumont, which are about 600 hectares in size and 110 or so, respectively.
And I understand you evacuated some sections of the TNOs there. Can you describe where exactly?
Yes, so the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forests has issued a decree on anything above the 46th degree, I guess. I believe it's 46 degrees, 15 minutes latitude line, so which equates to about kilometer 60 of the Bois Franc Road, about 50 on the Picanoc Road, and most of the Rapide roads. So though in those sectors, it is forbidden to travel on the territory, and anybody in that zone should be evacuating. And there are roadblocks that will be stopping people from entering that zone.
But they aren't currently in place yet, or that's in process right now?
They're in process. As we speak, they're likely being put in place.
And as far as the locations of the fires, I know that area is obviously a lot of bush and stuff like that, but do you have an idea on the number of residences or outfitters or things of that nature that are close to these fires?
As of right now, it's very few. Maybe a few buildings, less than a dozen, we can say. We don't have exact numbers yet, but that's our best estimate at this point.
And can you explain a little bit about, you said SOPFU is currently not attending to them. They got quite a few fires going on all across the province here, but can you explain a little bit about their rationale when it comes to prioritizing which fires they're attending to?
Yeah, so the fires that are closest to towns, cities across Quebec are the ones they're tending to first, considering that our fires on our territory are mostly in the forest with very few permanent residents, if any, and most of them being camps and cottages where there are no residents at all. That's how they're prioritizing. So this is why our fires aren't being tended to currently, unless they start menacing some residences or at least towns and small villages. That's when they'll be tended to. It's unfortunate, but it's obviously a strategy that they're implementing. We've seen other towns, entire municipalities evacuated in northern Quebec for those due to the fires. So it's completely understandable, obviously, and we're hoping that these fires don't spread our way. And if they do, I'm sure they'll be tended to at that point.
Is there any indication on how fast or which direction they're spreading?
It seems to be, it changes from day to day. The wind direction has changed even in the last 48 hours. The last 24 have seen the winds blow south, and that's why we're seeing this haze over the last 12 hours or so. Otherwise, it seems to be blowing west from time to time. So we have been just monitoring that, and we will continue to do so.
That's about it as far as my questions go, unless you had anything else there to add.
No, I would recommend, I don't know if something you can link on your site when you do post this information. There's a great website called firesmoke.ca. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it, it shows the plumes of smoke and which direction they're traveling in. They almost have like a weather radar style map that shows the net. You can even move it forward into the future, just like a weather radar map. And it shows the plumes of smoke in which direction they're traveling in. So that's where you can tell which way they expect it to go. We did expect it to be traveling south over the last 12 or 16 hours or so. And it's supposed to change today. So the hazing should go away for a bit, but again, it could be for 24 hours until the wind changes again and it comes back down this way. So we just don't know, but that's some good information maybe to share.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, like you said, they're just looking ahead here. What can we expect? I don't think I checked the forecast this morning. It doesn't seem like there's any rain predicted until about Friday or so.
Right. Roughly 5 millimeters of rain with a 70% chance on Friday, and then nothing till Tuesday next week, which is a week from today. So unfortunately, the little bit of rain we did get in some areas of the Pontiac last night had more danger associated with them with the lightning storm. They were thunderstorms. So it's not, we would rather see no rain, because the thunderstorms often bring other forest fires when the lightning strikes. So we're monitoring that. Sometimes the lightning strikes bring fires up several days later. So sometimes they get into the roots of the trees and start burning. Once it reaches, once it comes to the surface and hits oxygen in the air, then it starts to burn. So sometimes it's very difficult to monitor them. And of course, the worst part is sometimes people won't even see the smoke coming from a forest fire, even locally, because of the haze we're currently seeing. You can't tell the difference between what's new smoke or nearby smoke compared to the smoke that's already in the air. So it's difficult.